At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SEC tight end Cameron Leitu will make his season debut Saturday for Alabama against Texas, and the Mets in Major League Baseball take a half-game lead in the National League East over the Braves. Also, Aaron Judge hit another home run as he's chasing down 61. We got Pujols chasing home runs. We got Aaron Judge chasing home runs, too. Of course, we'll cover baseball for you as well. But let's get into the absence of Van Jefferson real quick, Davis. Naturally, this is going to be something that we'll be keeping an eye on. We know the Cooper Kupp. This doesn't really affect him, but does it affect Matthew Stafford? Does it affect anybody else on the Rams going into tonight?
I mean, I definitely don't think it impacts Matthew Stafford that much. I mean, I guess it impacts him a little bit because the Rams really don't have a fourth wide receiver that you can count on in any way, right? I mean, Ben Skowronek played in the Super Bowl last season, did absolutely nothing. In fact, I believe on only 16 total targets, Skowronek had 16 drops last, or 16 targets, three drops last season. Was the number for Ben Skowronek. I think the better option for them would be to say, look, we drafted Tutu Atwell in the second round. We gave him 12 snaps on offense last season. He got hurt. He went on the IR. We made this pick. We don't pick very often, right? We trade all our picks away for skill position players. So let's just play him and see what happens, right? I mean, they are underdogs in this game. So I think they can kind of just say, let's see what happens. If I was Sean McVay, if I was in the brain trust of the Rams, I would say, we know what Skowronek is. He's not very good. Let's see if Tutu can play at all.
Yeah. No, I would love to see him play even a little bit. Skowronek, obviously, I have some vested interest there in terms of one card that I have. Probably doesn't make a difference what he does either way. So before we get to more fantasy football talk, let's put it out there, Davis. Just from the Buffalo Bills perspective, we're going into a season where universally – it feels like most people are picking the Bills to make the Super Bowl, if not win the Super Bowl. Again, aside from anything happening tonight, which we know anything can happen in one game of the season, I don't ever recall going into a year where, maybe since Tom Brady, I guess, was with New England, where so many people are just simply dismissing the end of last season with Kansas City and the Rams winning the Super Bowl and saying, pick this team to win the Super Bowl. Are you going to be in that camp? Because this is the last chance, basically, we have to get into it. Anything can happen tonight.
No, I like the Rams money line, Rams plus two tonight. We were kind of chatting about the Bills earlier. They are at some sports books. I believe our friends over at FanDuel have them listed at like plus 475 to win the Super Bowl. Seems bad, right? It does not seem particularly great to me. I think... And look, you know, producers, do not clip this. Do not save this in the archives. It would not surprise me if the Bills end up coming into the season being one of the more overrated teams we've seen in quite a while. Josh Allen is a great NFL quarterback. You know, I'm not trying to take anything away from him. He is very solid, but he's got a mistake in him, right? You know, he takes a lot of sacks, 6.9 YPA last season. Also, running quarterbacks, what do you have to worry about with running quarterbacks? Taking an injury, right? I mean, Lamar, look what happened to the Ravens last season with Lamar banged up. They missed the playoffs. They were terrible without Lamar Jackson. So I'm just going to have to go in to this saying, you know, the Bills, they're a great team. I expect them to win their division, but I am not touching their futures odds at these prices.
Yeah, they're very heavily slanted in terms of juice. I would say this. We got a long way to go in the football season, but where you want to be later tonight is on In-Game Live All Access, because we're going to have every single prop wager, every single bet covered for you throughout the night. Of course, starting 8 o'clock Eastern, when this game kicks off tonight, we will be ready to go. So if it is not Buffalo, Davis, who is it in 2022? Who is it? Who is this? We only get to do this once all year. We may as well knock it out now.
The Kansas City Chiefs win Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. That is I, which is not a popular. You'd kind of think people would be on the Brady thing. I think the Buccaneers are still a phenomenal team. And I would say for me, it is the Broncos or the Chiefs that end up in the Super Bowl for the AFC.
All right, I'm going to pick the Ravens to go to the
Ravens. Great pick. Great pick.
I do think the Ravens have a really good shot. That's my pick in the AFC. As far as winning the...
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Super Bowl, I don't know that I'm going to have them. So at the end of the show, I'll tell you who I think wins it. All right, coming up next, we dive into more fantasy football talk for those of you who are getting ready to draft this week. Stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock, back with you here on the show. Of course, the NFL opens up tonight. We got several games coming up on Sunday, and Davis, still some fantasy football drafts to be had out there. So let's take a look at some choices that people will have to make for the weekend, and specifically for those people, you know, basically playing in, let's just say, PPR leagues, 12-team leagues for the most part. They're going to have to make decisions as far as who they take, and there's a lot of good options: wide receiver, tight end. You know, Kelsey is sort of on that turn. I want to get to Kelsey here in a minute. But here are some of the options for you if you're making this choice. Alvin Kamara, DeAndre Swift, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Travis Kelsey. And the reason why I want to bring that up is because in terms of Kelsey, I didn't notice this yesterday until after I got done with the Newswire show that Patrick Mahomes apologized to fantasy owners, essentially saying that this year it ain't going to be all about Hill and Kelsey. You're going to have to guess on a week-to-week basis. So I'd love to hear those sort of comments. Doesn't make me feel any better. You're at the turn. Who are your two picks?
For me, I'm probably going in, so non-tight end premium, right? So in a league right. where it's just one PPR for everyone, I'm trying to go running back wide receiver here most of the time. You know, DeAndre Swift, Alvin Kamara, Joe Mixon. And for me, it's Davante Adams. I'm pretty intrigued by Davante Adams. Like, he's still really good. I mean, he was phenomenal last season. You could, and people do make this argument, you know, going from Derek Carr to Aaron, or from Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr, pretty big downgrade. But let's remember, Davante Adams was like an all-time producer at Fresno State in college, right? Who was his quarterback, Derek Carr. Probably you could make the argument that Davante Adams got Derek Carr drafted in the NFL to begin with because he was the only talented player playing with Derek Carr. And, you know, I kind of think that Hunter Renfrow and Darren Waller, I kind of think those guys are going to help Davante Adams out a little bit. I mean, look at some of the coverages that Davante Adams used to have to beat playing the Packers. It'd be like, he'd be on the line of scrimmage and he'd have two cornerbacks and then the safety over the top. And he'd have to run these insane routes to even get a window for Rodgers to throw into. So one of the things I would expect is maybe for the volume to decrease a little bit, you know, 190 targets down to 160, but for the efficiency to also, you know, be corresponding as good. And then Alvin Kamara, I mean, we talked about Kamara earlier in the week. If you get 300 Alvin Kamara touches, he doesn't get hurt. You know, the Saints offense is fine. The 11th best offense, the 12th best offense of football. I mean, he's one of the only guys on the board who I think can outscore Christian McCaffrey if McCaffrey stays healthy, because Kamara does the same thing. We've just never seen him in a full-time role.
Yeah, and also has these monster games over the course of a season. Can have, you know, 10 touchdowns over one season and score three in one game, three in the other, and spread some out. And you win a week based on Alvin Kamara. It's happened in the past. All right, now let's take a look at the third pick overall in fantasy. Cooper Kupp in my draft did not go number three. I took him at number seven. Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Austin Eckler, Derrick Henry. And I'm guessing, Davis, there's probably other people that you would even consider at the number three pick overall.
Number three pick overall, I'm just going for whoever is there between Cooper Kupp and Justin Jefferson. You know, sometimes if you play in these leagues where, you know, they kind of look at the Indianapolis Colts and they go, why didn't they throw Jonathan Taylor the ball? What happens in a season where Jonathan Taylor only scores 11 times, right? If Jonathan Taylor scores 11 touchdowns this year instead of 19, you are going to be licking your chops having selected him, because I don't think they're going to throw Jonathan Taylor the ball anymore. Cooper Kupp, I mean, look, the Rams played 21 games last season. Plenty of film out there, right? If a team wanted to stop Cooper Kupp, if there was a perfect plan to stop him from being this amazing wide receiver, I think someone would have found it. Don't see very much evidence that that was out there. It's Kupp for me, but Chase and Jefferson, also great players. I would definitely have Chase fifth of these guys because he is the most talented second teammate in T. Higgins, who is a great player. But, I mean, you can't really go wrong between these three guys. The mistake, I think, would be taking Eckler or Henry over these guys who could score. I mean, Cooper Kupp scored 400 points last season. Like, you just do not see that.
No, and again, I was thrilled that he came down to me. I didn't realize I have two guys playing tonight in Davis and Kupp in this game tonight. All right, let's take a look at the number one wide receiver overall. Who will it be at the end of the season? Will it be Justin Jefferson? Will it be Jamar Chase? Will it be Cooper Kupp? Will it be Davante Adams? Will it be Stephon Diggs, who certainly doesn't get the respect he probably deserves? Diggs has been fantastic, but I would not pick him. Who would you pick?
This is like one of the harder decisions. You know, I don't think that there is as clear of an answer here. It's like Cooper Kupp, amazing season, but you know, I mean, you would think Allen Robinson will probably be a little bit better than Robert Woods, you know, and this Stafford shoulder injury, right? It's like, what do we do with this Stafford shoulder injury if Kupp is catching passes from John Walford? Well, that's not particularly great. Justin Jefferson, I think, probably has the biggest ability to do better than he did the season prior, because what if the Vikings do become a pass-first team under Kevin O'Connell? Remember, the Vikings are basically going to be running this offense that just made Cooper Kupp have the best fantasy season. I believe he scored the second most PPR points of all time for a wide receiver last season. Wow. Justin Jefferson is going to be playing the position that Cooper Kupp played. And, you know, in terms of like long speed, ability to turn long throws into touchdowns, like Justin Jefferson might even be better than Cooper Kupp. So anyone who is drafting Jefferson over Kupp, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I don't think I would do it. I think like there's just it's like the McCaffrey thing. It's like there's just something in drafting the guy who just scored 400 points. Like, you should probably just do that again. And then even Chase as well. Like, I mean, Chase, the average distance of Jamar Chase's touchdowns last season was over 30 yards. So your initial response to that might be like, well, then he's bound for regression, right? Like, you can't score that many touchdowns. My take to that would be, no, you just cannot stop Jamar Chase with a head of steam. Like, if Jamar Chase is one-on-one against a safety, he's coming down with that ball, he's knocking the safety to the ground, and he's scoring a touchdown. So for me, it's those three guys, Adams and Diggs. I'm a little down on Diggs. I'm not down on him, but I anticipate that Gabriel Davis is going to be like a huge part of this offense. And if that is true, there's just a little bit less room for like 190 target season for Stephon Diggs. So this is the order. I would have them Cup, Jefferson, Chase, Adams, Diggs, I think, in that order.
Okay, that seems fair. As far as Adams goes, and I know that we talked about him when we did the Las Vegas Raiders preview, he seems to be a pretty much high range of outcomes guy as well, like maybe the one on this list. Like, if Carr throws for the amount of yards that he did last season, Davis, I suppose that Waller is going to be more heavily involved because he just wasn't on the field last year. But to me, that's the one that if you said Adams had the best year of them all, it just wouldn't surprise me. And it wouldn't mean the Raiders are any better, by the way, than they were last year. It just wouldn't surprise me to see him get that volume that he had in Green Bay and take it right over to Vegas.
I mean, Hunter Renfrow had 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns last season. Hunter Renfrow, really good player. You know, obviously a little bit underrated because he just kind of looks like a nerdy guy off the street, right? But, like, imagine Davante Adams playing that role. Imagine Davante Adams getting those targets. Like, yeah. I mean, he is just such a phenomenal player. And, you know, if Waller gets banged up, if Renfrow gets banged up, this depth chart is bereft. They have nothing. I mean, Zay Jones is gone. It's like Mac Hollins and a bunch of guys you have never heard of on this roster. So, it would just end up being the same thing as Davante Adams with the Packers, which is he's playing with a bunch of jabronis and he gets the ball every single time. And the Raiders, I don't think, are going to be committed to running the ball either. Like, how much they have just told us they hate Josh Jacobs, right? They do not, like, McDaniels is not in to giving Josh Jacobs the ball. So they could be one of the most, and they play in this division, right? They have this terrible defense and they play in this division with all these great offenses. Like, they could be in a bunch of games where they're trailing 10 points the entire time.
Yeah, no, agreed. The very fair points, which is why I would pick Adams and take a shot there, number one, at the end of the season. All right, coming up next, it's time to take your shot tonight on FanDuel. Derek Brown's going to join us, a Fantasy Pros, coming up next. We will see if we can help you build a little bit of a lineup tonight in DFS, and then we'll talk about some of the DFS action coming up this weekend as we help you set prices. Every week we will have a guest contributor from Fantasy Pros right here on the show. So stay on the grid. Davis and I will be right back in just a couple of minutes as we get you ready for tonight's big NFL opener right here on Sports Grid. Right now, we'll take a quick break. But make sure you stick with us and pull out your FanDuel app. We can help you next.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock with you back here on the show. We've got a big game tonight, of course, in the NFL, and it's time for us to take a look at the way you will play DFS tonight in, of course, on FanDuel. And so for those of you who are planning on playing the slate tonight, Davis, it's our first time playing the slate this evening for the first game of the NFL season. So how is it feeling setting the lineup today?
I mean, absolutely cannot wait. I love these single game contests, you know, where it's not really about who scores the most points. It's not about playing the best plays. It's about how the pieces fit together. Honestly, you're probably better off making more suboptimal plays and getting them in the same lineup together, because all that matters is getting first in these contests and trying to not split that first place money with as many people as possible. So I've already had my brain working overtime to create a bunch of bad unique lineups for these single game slates tonight.
All right, without further ado, let's bring in Derek Brown from Fantasy Pros to sort of break down the slate tonight. Derek will join us weekly here on the show as we go over how to properly play these slates for every week in the NFL. Derek, thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
Oh, thanks guys for having me. I mean, DFS season is back. Come on, we all got to be hyped and ready for this.
Yeah, we're hoping. Got to help people make some money on FanDuel, Derek. So I'm going to give you first crack at this. Let's take a look at the pricing tonight for the two teams, the Rams and the Buffalo Bills. We, of course, have Josh Allen. If you're going to play him tonight, you got to pay up 17.5 over on FanDuel. Cooper Kupp is at 16. Matthew Stafford, 15.5. Stephon Diggs, 14,000. Cam Akers, 12.5. And then Allen Robinson is 12. And I've got a lot of buzz today about Van Jefferson, Derek, not playing in this game tonight. So maybe Robinson gets a boost for you. Also, we got some tight ends in play. How do you see this slate?
I mean, if you're playing the FanDuel single game entries and stuff, I mean, it really comes down to quarterbacks, a lot of the MVP spot. So Josh Allen, Stafford are going to be my favorites. If you're going off the beaten path, and I think you first either go to Cooper Kupp or Allen Robinson, everybody's going to look at this Bills secondary like it's the same and it's scary like last year. But Tre'Davious White's out. Levi Wallace is gone. They're going to be starting Kaiir Elam on the outside and Dane Jackson. So this is easily a spot where Stafford can light it up. And if he does that and he's not the optimal MVP, then it's going to be Kupp or it's probably going to be Allen Robinson.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, I think one of the more interesting elements of this single game slate, though, is to try and figure out who is actually going to be the most valuable third wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, right? Because we know Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs are going to be the one and two. They're going to play Diggs out of the slot some, but I think they're actually going to transition him more to playing on the outside. And I think they indicated that by what they did both in free agency and in the draft. They gave Isaiah McKenzie the contract extension. They signed Jameson Crowder to like a really cheap, basically it's all incentives for Jameson Crowder in terms of games played. And I think he gets another bonus if he gets to like 60 catches. And then they also drafted Khalil Shakir, another slot wide receiver out of Boise State. They cut OJ Howard, right? They gave him a big incentive laden deal, of which he earned zero of those incentives before they cut him. And Dawson Knox is really their only tight end on the roster, right? They have Reggie Gilliam, who's like the H-back, and they have this guy, Quentin Morris, who's also like kind of a tight end H-back style guy. So, I mean, I think probably the winner tonight in the single game slate on FanDuel, Derek, I think it's going to come down to who gets McKenzie versus Knox versus Shakir versus Crowder, right? Because I think the market has said Crowder is not going to be that guy, but it's very hard for me to imagine a veteran guy like him coming in and not at least playing some. So how do you view those four guys?
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. And I love Isaiah McKenzie. I think especially in large field contests, he's a fantastic contrarian MVP. I love his matchup in the slot with Troy Hill. I think that both across FanDuel, I'm going to have a lot of exposure. And if I'm not going to go with him in MVP, I'm not going to say I'm locking him in my flex plays, but it is going to be damn near close. I mean, I just think he's a fantastic play overall. And I agree. I think he's one of the skeleton keys to tonight.
Well, Derek, we're looking forward to that, of course. And obviously over at Fantasy Pros, they'll help you simulate and get your lineups all set for this evening. Before we get to some other pricing, of course, Derek, one last thing for you here. I know a lot of people have to make big fantasy decisions. Is there anyone in particular in this slate tonight, just the single game slate, that you are out on, that you will not be using in any of your lineups tonight? Give us one guy you're out tonight.
It's got to be Tyler Higbee. I mean, we see his routes per dropback are going to be high. He's been really inefficient, and this is just a terrible matchup. The Bills have been really good versus tight ends over multiple seasons. So if I'm going to take shots on other players in the same pricing range, I'm probably going to find myself just not rostering Tyler Higbee or being extremely underweight versus the field.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to some of our decisions that we're going to have to be making this weekend. I think there's kind of this very interesting dynamic with the New York Football Jets. Last season, you just cannot deny their fantasy options were way better when Zach Wilson did not play. Didn't matter if it was Josh Johnson, didn't matter if it was Mike White, didn't matter if it was Joe Flacco. Elijah Moore averaged over 20 PPR points per game with those guys. Breece Hall is $6,400 on FanDuel this weekend. Michael Carter is down at $5,200. Elijah Moore is $6,000. Corey Davis is $5,400. Garrett Wilson is $5,300. And then Braxton Berrios is even cheaper than those guys. So I guess the overarching question is, do we actually kind of buy this? Joe Flacco is not good, but good enough to kind of keep the offense in a range where they're not just punting every time or turning the ball over or eating sacks. Like, is Elijah Moore at $6,000 interesting? Do we think Michael Carter, at least the first month of the season, is playing ahead of Breece Hall? What are your take on these Jets skill position prices, Derek?
Michael Carter is extremely interesting to me because the Baltimore Ravens, while their defensive line has been pretty good over the last few years, they give up a lot of big plays on the ground to running backs. And week three of the preseason kind of showed the Jets' hand in the sense that, yeah, Carter is the de facto starter. He played 12 snaps versus Breece Hall's 9. He ran 7 routes versus Hall's 2. And I want to especially highlight that matchup versus Baltimore because their team not only have been giving up big plays on the ground, they have been bad versus receiving backs, which if Michael Carter is going to get the passing down work, that is the role that I want because Baltimore was bottom 3 against receiving backs last year.
Well, Derek, I think that the other dynamic that happens each week is we're trying to figure out which running backs to play, and no stranger to this happening with the Kansas City Chiefs. Looks like they have a good matchup on paper this week, especially going up against the Arizona Cardinals. Pretty good environment, I would say, there. But naturally, you know, it's been hard to figure out who the Chiefs running back is. And I've heard so much about this Isaiah Pacheco during the preseason. I'm wondering how you feel about him. But taking a look at the pricing here, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is pretty much around the same price as Ronald Jones and Jerick McKinnon. And then you got that dart throw of Pacheco who comes in a little bit lower. Is this just a guess, Derek? Do you have any feel for who gets the most touches with the Chiefs? That's always a challenge.
I'm curious Davis's reaction to this take by me, but I'm still in on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I think that he's going to be the early down guy, and I love the matchup on the ground. I think that he, considering everything the Chiefs showed us from the preseason, he played consistent snaps with the first team. He came off when Patrick Mahomes came off. I think that he is going to get all the early down work, if not garner 90% of it, and then you're going to see McKinnon running routes. Maybe Pacheco leans in a little bit, but I love Clyde Edwards-Helaire this week, and honestly, for his role, I think he's underpriced. And for the matchup, he is definitely underpriced. Arizona couldn't stop any running backs on the ground. I mean, last year, they were 31st and 27th and 2nd in open field yards. Love this matchup. I'm going to be way overweight on CEH this week.
And they have Arizona has multiple guys out on defense. Their center on offense is out. Zach Ertz is questionable. He did return to practice yesterday, but, you know, mid-30s Zach Ertz. We'll see if he's able to get there. I don't necessarily know if the DFS market is pricing in, you know, the fact that the Chiefs could just put up 40 in this game, could just be in bed. This is my take on how the Chiefs running back situation is going to start this year. I think Ronald Jones is probably going to be inactive on game day for this first game against the Cardinals, not because the team thinks that Pacheco is better than him, But because Pacheco is their starting kick returner right now. Now, if Pacheco wasn't the kick returner, if they decide to go the other way and they use Mecole Hardman, then I think it would flip-flop. I think Ronald Jones would be active. But Ronald Jones is just like the Jordan Howard of this team, where if CEH gets hurt, he's going to immediately jump to the top of the queue. He would come in and be the early down back, McKinnon on third downs. To be honest, I really don't think Isaiah Pacheco is going to play. I think he is going to be a kick returner. Maybe they give him a couple design touches or whatever because they think he's really fast and athletic. But I do kind of feel like the market put the cart before the horse, which they always do with young, exciting guys. Like, I'm old enough to remember Darwin Thompson going in the seventh and eighth round of high stakes drafts. Like, that kind of stuff just does just happen. And if the Chiefs do blow them out in this game, I mean, CH is getting 18 touches, and it's just a matter of if he scores or not is really the only thing that ends up mattering.
Yeah, Derek, you like that? Davis has already got a blowout for the Chiefs in week one. We haven't even started the season yet. I love it. Derek, over at Fantasy Pros, getting 5.5. I guess we forgot that, too. Over at Fantasy Pros, I know that you guys are partnering up with us this season, which is certainly awesome. Love all the work that you guys do. Give us a little bit of an idea as to what people can expect each week going over to the website and sort of helping you out, getting you ready for the upcoming season.
Yeah, I mean, really, the massive encyclopedia of stats is already live on the site. We'll be early every Thursday morning in the primer. I'm going to be writing that up weekly. And attached to that is going to be my DFS cheat sheet. So walking you through every single game of every single slate. Doesn't matter, Thursday night, Sunday night football, Monday night, all of the things and stuff is going to be included in the primer. And yeah, the podcast, we're rolling every single day during the week. Start, sits, all the good stuff.
All right. Well, Derek, thanks again for coming on the show. We look forward to catching up with you again next week, and have a great night tonight. Good luck with the DFS lineups. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Derek Brown with us from fantasypros.com. We'll take a quick break here on the show. Coming up next, it's time for some fantasy or reality. So stay on the grid for that. And then, of course, coming up at noon Eastern, we have Kevin and Donnie taking care of you with the early line. And then I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of News. Also, don't forget, tonight's the big game. Want to keep it locked right here to Sports Grid 2 TV. We'll help you out. I'll go back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Plus, hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Active betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We've got Fantasy or Reality coming up next. Before we do that, Davis, a quick update here from college football, as Brett McMurphy has reported that Dabo Swinney of Clemson, the head coach there, has received an extension of 10 years and over $100 million. I believe it's $115 to be exact, which obviously puts him in an elite category, and the money that he is going to make to be a head coach of a college football team. Davis, that is pretty wild when you think about it deep down, right? Like, and through, by the way, 2031, that's a lot of confidence in someone. But look, let's be real. Clemson's been good every year since he's gotten there. He's brought them from nothing to a contender every single year. He's getting Nick Saban money now, that's for sure.
So I think there are two sides of this coin, right? So the one side is, you're absolutely right. Once Dabo got there, the winning started, right? They went from being this, you know, kind of laughable mid-tier, mid-table ACC team. He came in, he recruited really well, right? And I mean, look at the quarterbacks that this guy has had, Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, right? However, I feel that the tide is turning against him because there are two things you have to do as a college football coach. The one, you got to be a great recruiter, right? What does Saban really do? I mean, Saban obviously is a genius about football, right? But I don't think Nick Saban gets paid the big bucks because of his like really unique understanding of calling plays on offense, right? It's because he gets the absolute best recruits in the entire world to come to the University of Alabama. And Dabo, I think, is falling behind. 10-3 last year, 10-2 the year before. This superstar quarterback that was sitting behind Trevor Lawrence, he didn't really look like that much of a superstar, right? Kind of looks like he's been scuffling a little bit. And if Dabo and you know, every time Dabo talks to the media these days, it's saying things that recruits don't want to hear, right? He's against the name and image like licensing, right? He doesn't want these guys to get paid. That if I am a five-star quarterback recruit or a five-star defensive lineman in Florida or whatever, do I want to go there where my coach doesn't want me to get paid and might hold it against me if I'm getting a huge paycheck? Or do I want to go to Georgia or Alabama or Florida State where they're like, yeah, dude, make your money, you know? So I do have a feeling that the coaches of that ilk are going to get left behind a little bit where the guy and you know, is that good? Is that bad? I'm not making a moral judgment on it either way. But I think the schools where the coaches embrace the NIL stuff the most are going to have a big leg up in recruiting.
Yeah, look, I mean, maybe it's apples and oranges, but the PGA Tour, Davis, is adjusting because the money being given out by the LIV Tour, you know, and that's the PGA Tour that this is happening with. And so if Dabo doesn't get in line, unfortunately, he'll get his bag. But I don't know. You may be right. Maybe not as much winning as in the past. We'll see. But a tremendous amount of winning he has done. No question. All right. Time for a little fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, we'll start off with some Major League Baseball at the end of the season. I think it's probably more likely than not at this point that Aaron Judge is going to win the America League MVP. I know you and I don't think that, but I feel like that's the direction this is going. Judge, in all likelihood, provided he plays the rest of the season, why they're pitching to him, I have no idea, because the Yankees aren't scoring. But provided they pitch to him, he's probably going to eclipse 61 home runs. He's only a handful of home runs there, so he probably will end up doing it. He also is a free agent at the end of the season. Betting on himself before the beginning of the season has definitely paid off. I guess we can factor all of that into this conversation. And of course, hey, look, let's be honest. He's had some huge years. He's won home run derby. He's been hurt some too. I mean, this year by far is his best year ever. Fantasy or reality, Davis? Aaron Judge is an all-time Yankee.
Anyone who says fantasy to this is like literally delusional to me. I mean, when I think of the Yankees, right? So again, I'm 30. Obviously, you think of Jeter. Obviously, you think of, you know, Alex Rodriguez and some of the guys like that. Like, I'm not saying he is the all-time Yankee. But when I'm 50, when I'm 55, when I'm 60, and I'm thinking about who were some of the great Yankees players when I really loved baseball, I am totally going to think of Aaron Judge. I am totally going to think of this season. I'm going to think of him batting third and Stanton batting fourth. Now, obviously, Yankees, like the Stanton is a different deal. But even just the promise of Judge and Stanton batting 3 and 4 with each other, like that idea, even if it's never like, I don't, maybe in 2020 they were both, or 2019 they were both great together. But just like that idea is pretty permanent in my mind. This is totally a reality to me. And I don't care if it's not the Yankees that pay him, if it's the Dodgers or the Mets that give him a huge check. How funny would it be if the Mets are the team, by the way, that gives him the mega deal and he skips across town to the Metropolitans. But total reality for me, Aaron Judge is an all-time New York Yankee.
I don't know that it's as black and white as you have it here, Davis, because if he does leave at the end of the season is a player, an all-time player, only playing 6 years in one city, I mean, I guess you could make that case. Like, I mean, look, Albert Pujols played a decade in St. Louis, a little bit different. But if Judge leaves after this year and ends up somewhere else, you know, I'm not really sure. I mean, I think I may go the other way. I may say fantasy. You know, Freddie Freeman left Atlanta. That seems to be the one move that was like pulling your heart out and just crushing it. But the Braves ended up getting Matt Olson. They're still playing very well. And it's almost like, ah, okay, Freddie Freeman, you're gone. I know we've reached a different day and age for sure. But, like, you know, Davis, is LeBron James an all-time member of the Heat? Like, would you consider that?
Yes.
Do you think that he is?
Yes. I think so. Okay. Because is the defining moment of the NBA of the last 30 years is not even them winning a championship. It's the press conference, right? I mean, that is the biggest moment in NBA history of the last 30 years.
But if LeBron had won no championships with the Heat, do you think he'd be an all-time member of the Heat?
No. If there had been no championships, I don't think so. But he did, right?
Right.
So
Aaron Judge has won none. I'm gonna say fantasy. If he stays with the Yankees, it's a no-brainer. It's 100%. He's gonna be an all-time Yankee. He's gonna hit 500 home runs. Probably end up in the Hall of Fame. But if he leaves, I think there's some debate. I do. I think that there is some debate there. And also the destination that he would go to would have some debate too. As you mentioned,
yes.
He ends up going to like the Red Sox, or if he goes to the Mets or some rival like that. Oh my gosh, that would be crazy, as you mentioned. All right, let's get to some fantasy football. Player that I took in, I think, the very last pick in my draft. I know he had a great preseason, but he stands behind arguably a top five tight end in fantasy football. And last year, Mark Andrews was amazing with Lamar Jackson and amazing with their backup. I can't remember his name offhand, but he was fantastic.
Tyler Huntley.
Huntley. Oh my gosh. I think he had his biggest game with Tyler Huntley, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
But Isaiah Likely is a player that's getting a lot of talk. They really did not really replace Malcolm Brown. They have Rashad Bateman. They have a couple of other guys there. I mean, it's not a great look. Fantasy or reality, Isaiah Likely will be a top 12 tight end in fantasy this year. So essentially we get to week 3, week 4, Davis, and you're starting him every week.
Yeah, I got, you know what? Like, you would think that this would be a clear fantasy. Like, the Ravens don't throw that much. Lamar has never thrown more than 396 times in a season. They're going to run a lot, yada, yada. There are a couple things that play into it, though. One, I don't know if it's actually going to be that easy for them to take that approach. I don't know if it's actually, like, if they're going to be able to do that. In fact, I think they might end up being more pass heavy because J.K. Dobbins has this knee injury. He's probably not going to play in week 1. Gus Edwards is on the pup. They have to sign Kenyon Drake off the street. They're playing Mike Davis. They're playing Justice Hill, probably, you know, and so maybe they're going to want to run a little bit less. And then also, none of the Devin Duvernay, Tylan Wallace, James Proche group of guys who made the roster, none of those guys had a good preseason. None of them, you know, were phenomenal and, you know, this guy's got to get targeted and they're playing so good. And Likely was the opposite. He played 16 snaps in their second preseason game, 8 receptions, 100 yards and a touchdown, right? I don't think he'll be top 12 because I don't think the volume will be there, but it would not surprise me if he does actually end up third on the Ravens in targets. You know, if he ends up with 67 targets or something like that, because the Ravens play the most two tight end sets in the NFL. And if Likely is a B- blocker, he can probably play ahead of Nick Boyle, who is their normal blocking tight end. So I got fantasy, but I don't think it's like, I don't think it's outrageous, basically.
All right, fair enough. I got fantasy too. I like this player. I've been down this road though before with last round picks in fantasy. How many times do you really end up starting anyone in the last few rounds of a fantasy football draft? Every once in a while, you know, one player a year maybe ends up being that guy. And then at the end, we look back and say, "Do you remember that year that we talked about Isaiah Likely, where we thought he would be really good and he really was not much?" I mean, this happens every single year.
Zach Sudfeld is the name I always remember. Remember the Patriots baby Gronk, Zach Sudfeld? I don't think he ever even played.
Yeah, no, this happens all the time, and I'll say fantasy. But look, optimistic, sure, I can be optimistic. Could I think that maybe if something was to happen to Andrews, that he could get more playing time? Yes, but I this is very far fetched for me. Again, go take a look at the last 10 years of fantasy football draft grids and the last 3 or 4 rounds. My guess is you have less than one per year of a fantasy football starter. It's just the nature of the game, but it's fun to talk about. And maybe a weekly league, you know, DFS, I think that's a possibility too. All right, well, Tom Brady, we know, He's going to come back for another season. He's going to play this weekend against the Dallas Cowboys, one of the marquee games. I mean, it feels like every game is a marquee game, but another marquee game coming up this week. And Brady had I don't say mysterious, but he did leave training camp to just sort of disappear for a couple of weeks, and no one really knows for sure what happened. There was some discussion that he was on The Masked Singer. I think we probably would agree at that point that was just nonsense. And it's just like so unfair that we have to dive into this dude's personal life as much as we have, but it is news, and he is married to arguably the greatest, if not one of the greatest supermodels of all time. Fantasy reality, Davis, you are concerned, maybe based on that time period that he left, about Tom and Giselle, that there's something really going on there.
The thing that made me concerned was the press conference. It was like a week ago where Tom goes, look, man, I'm 45. I got a lot of stuff going on. And it's like, one, I think every adult can like empathize with that. Like if you're an adult and you got, you know, bills and life and, you know, just all kinds of stuff going on, like you get it. So, but like Tom sounds different, you know, normally like Tom is just like a very confident, very like, that's just kind of his thing. And he kind of just looks like it seems like just a tired dad at some of these press conferences. So I don't like, am I worried? Like, do I think Tom Brady's on-field performance is going to suffer? I mean, probably not. Like, but it does, there is enough smoke behind the fire that it does seem possible that they actually might be, you know, separated, divorced, struggling, whatever, but don't really care for our purposes.
Yeah, I'm not concerned. And, you know, I guess, listen, some of this is fun to talk about. And listen, I'm the first one to say, like, if we have a fun story with Michael Jordan's kid and Larsa Pippen, I want to do it. You know, this is one where I don't know why. It just, like, feels a little different, I guess, because they're still married. And so, like, it's like predicting a divorce is not something that I really want to do. So I will just say I'm indifferent and really not concerned, because I think one way or the other these things get worked out.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
But in the end, I think Davis is right. Like, you have a press conference where you sort of let it out a little bit publicly, and then these questions sort of come up on shows like ours. All right, the Sports Grid 60 is coming up next, and then we turn it over to Kevin and Donnie, and 2 o'clock Eastern, we're back here for Newswire. So stay on the grid as we get ready to wrap it up and get you ready for tonight's Thursday night football game. We're back with more right after this. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock as we get you ready for tonight's upcoming NFL game. Let's get some thoughts here from Davis Maddock before we leave you today with today's Sports Grid 60.
You know, just a reminder as we head into Bills Rams tonight is that we all just spent 3 months, 4 months. I mean, some of us a lot more than others, putting a lot of thought and care into developing our opinions, right? Who's good, who's bad. So take the week one information for what it is. You know, a lot of veterans, week one is kind of extended preseason, right? Some vets are not going to play fully, or some rookies, you know, Treylon Burks, great example, not expecting him to have a big week one for the Titans, maybe not expecting Breece Hall to play a ton for the Jets, but don't focus on too much week one. Keep your eye, especially for us, you know, playing in these fantasy football tournaments with big prizes at the end. Keep your eye on the goal, which is having the best possible lineups when we're heading into the fantasy football play. I mean, the Bills tonight, I think Devin Singletary is going to play a lot. Doesn't mean James Cook is dead.
I would hope not. Hope he lives a long life throughout the season. Yeah, I would also double down on tonight what Davis said, which is rare. Yeah, again, it's such a big overreaction to the first week of the season. And, you know, certainly I think we're just very fortunate to have a single game tonight with two great teams, of course, in the NFL playing. I would also add this as a public service announcement and something that I want to mention here on Sports Grid. You must be tuned in tonight to In-Game Live All Access. We have tremendous coverage. For those of you who are just watching our show during the day, give us a shot tonight to help you make some money wagering on sports. I highly encourage you to check it out. That'll do it for our show today. Thanks to Derek from Fantasy Pros for coming on the show. Also, thanks to our friends at LTN and our great graphics department, our producer, Brett Levy. For my co-host, Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll be back here talking about it tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.